listening to Kurt and Anthony on The Morning Drive on FM 96.3 and AM 620 WVMT.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive, everybody. Kurt and Anthony here on this Tuesday morning, April 23rd. And now, joining us in studio, we are pleased to have people from the Essex Community Players. They're getting ready to do their spring play. And so we're pleased to have Holly Birakree with us. She's the producer. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Great to have you in here. And Adam Cunningham, the director.
Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. And then we've got Natalie Stapleton. She is going to be playing, I understand what the phrase was, the troubled Ruth.
Good morning.
You get the fun part.
That sounds like an interesting character to play.
She's very interesting, yes.
Okay, and so the play is The Effect. It's got a long title. I've heard of it, but I don't know a lot about it, so I'm anxious to hear. The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. So let's start out with Holly. As the producer, tell us a little, you don't have to give away all the secrets, but tell us a little bit about the details of this.
So the details about the play, without giving too much away, is it's a family where there is a mom and two daughters, and there is some troubling situations with the characters, and it's an amazing journey of how the characters have evolved, but it's through the story of the youngest daughter and a memory is how I would try to describe it. So there are some very amazing turning points in the play. There's a lot of emotional parts in the play, and it was very exciting because it was the first time I helped to cast an actual rabbit in the play. So we have an actual rabbit.
A rabbit in the play.
Yeah.
Hey.
So that's fun.
Now, tell us a little bit more of the details. What goes into being the producer of this play? Like, how many actors, actresses, I don't know if we use that term anymore, are in the play? How many volunteers?
So actually, it's an all-female cast, which is very exciting.
Whoa.
Yep, and they're all amazing females. I'm very impressed with all the skill that's available. And as part of the producer, I'm also responsible for the collaborative team. So the cast is directed by Adam Cunningham, and he's an amazing director with what he can bring to the actual stage. And the producer does more of the collaborative side, where I'd say we have, you know, about 15 different volunteers. We have set designers, set builders, set painters. We have Beth Wilbur, Ed Wilbur. They're incredibly talented. We have Cheryl Plant. She is the set painter. Jana Beagley has been great, like letting us use the bunny Gizmo as Peter the Rabbit. And then we have an amazing props team. We have Lindsay Repka, and then we have Kathy Berrickman. So it's just such a collaborative group, with all of bringing such an iconic and period piece. They're very specific with as much detail as the can of the coffee that's on the counter, to the color, to the style of the set. So it's
what really and what when does it, what is the period?
It's the 60s.
1966.
So, okay, so when it was written originally.
Yeah, we chose kind of a range. It was written in 60, well, he wrote it in the early 60s, but it debuted in 64. We chose 1966.
Gotcha. It's a great year. I was born that year.
So. Ah, how serendipitous. It's
an excellent year.
It is. So, let's talk a little bit about Natalie's character, Ruth, who seems to be the kind of the centerpiece that creates all the activity in the play. Is that a good synopsis?
I wouldn't say she's the centerpiece of the play, but I would say that she is one of the more chaotic characters of the play. She's the daughter of the chaotic mother, who's really sort of the driving action, but she is a spitting image of the mother, so she's a reflection of that generational dysfunction.
So, Natalie, I have friends, a lot of friends who like to perform. It sounds like of the cast, it's probably the most fun role? Are you happy? Tell us about your role. Let me start over. And how do you like playing Ruth?
I love playing Ruth. Ruth is definitely the most chaotic character I've ever played. This is my 7th show with Essex Community Players. And Ruth is the most fun I've had on stage. She has so much energy. I'm constantly bouncing from one side of the stage to the other. I constantly have to stop and catch my breath because I'm running back and forth so much and just yelling, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, and I bet it really translates, and it kind of gets the whole energy of the production just kind of rolling. Now, yes. How do you direct that? How do you take that? You look at this play, and it's a relatively small cast, but it seems it's like there's a lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, it's a very emotional play. I mean, it's a dysfunctional family out of which sort of hope emerges. And Ruth is not, unfortunately, one of the characters out of which hope emerges. She sort of represents she inherits the dysfunction of the mother, and it's the other sister, Tilly, out of which the hope emerges. But fortunately, I was able to cast people that are very high-energy people. That's one of the keys to it. And they're really easy to work with. And so the play is really well-written, and that's the key to it. That the scenes are all very self-contained, and the arc of the scenes is really very obvious, I think. So you just take that and you sort of deal with the actors and ask them to kind of bring that and follow the structure of it, and then they kind of run wild with it. You structure it as best you can, and fortunately they're very easy to work with.
And literally run wild if you have to stop and catch your breath on stage.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. There's a lot of activity going on.
So, Natalie, when you play this part, have you seen the movie, the actual movie before?
I actually haven't. I've been meaning to, but
do you think as an actress that it is helpful to go back and watch who played Natalie in the original
Ruth?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, excuse me, you're Natalie. Who played Ruth? Do you know? Was it Joanne Woodward?
Joanne Woodward played the mother. I have not seen the movie either. But Joanne Woodward plays the mother. Paul Newman and Joan Woodward's daughter played Tilly, and I don't actually remember who played Ruth.
Yeah, I don't know myself either.
And do you think it's helpful if you do go back and watch it and see the performance that was made in the original, or do you think it's actually you'd rather not see it?
At this point, I'm probably going to wait until after the run of the show, just so that way I don't try to take any things from that character.
I was curious how that worked. Mine. If you feel like it's better to not see it and have it sort of influence you somehow in a way you don't want it to.
Yeah, I think it would be better to just not watch it, and so that way, even subconsciously, it's not altering my view of Ruth.
And Adam, how'd you decide on this one? What was the thing that you wanted to make this your spring play?
Well, it's interesting. I was considering another play, by David Mamet, which is also all women, called Boston Marriage. But I thought that was a very, very tough play. If you're not really familiar with Mamet, audiences aren't really that accepting of his humor. It's just a very sort of esoteric thing. But a friend of mine auditioned for this a few years ago, and she told me about it, and I read it. I was just curious. And I thought the writing was so great that I thought, you know, this would be a really fun play to direct, because it's a really great challenge for actors. Again, the structure of the play is so interesting, and it's such a succinct play that I thought it would be really fun. And it's all women, and I thought that would be fun as well. So when I had the opportunity to propose another play, I thought, well, Boston Marriage is probably not right, but another all-female play is just occurred to me immediately. And I wanted to do an all-female play, so I thought this would be really a lot of fun.
As the director, is there any special challenges with this one?
There's special challenges with every single play. I mean, having a live bunny on stage is one challenge. And just the level of dysfunction and chaos in the family, and trying to make that real, and yet trying not to make it such a downer of a play, because it is a drama. It's a heavy-duty drama, like a la Tennessee Williams. But to try to have the hope and the bright spots emerge, that I think is the biggest challenge.
All right, well, we're going to take a real quick break.
And when we come back from the break, we've got a pair of tickets to give away, right?
We're talking to the folks from the Essex Community Players about their spring show, which is coming up, where we'll give you all the details. And yeah, we're going to have a pair of tickets to give away, too. And the McKenzie Country Classic Hotline will be open if you've got any questions for the...
You're listening to Kurt and Anthony on The Morning Drive on FM 96.3 and AM 620. WVMT.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive, everybody. We are this morning talking with people from the Essex Community Players. We've got the director of the new play that's going to be coming out, which is The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds. And Adam Cunningham is the director. Holly Bierkree is the producer. And Natalie Stapleton is playing the troubled character, Ruth. So we also want to put it out there. We'll put it out there right now, but we don't want to wait till the last minute. If you want to go to this play, they're giving away a pair of tickets. Tell us, this is probably a good time. Tell us when the play is. How many options do they have to go to the play? When and where? Give us a little bit of the details.
So they have 8 options to go to the play. It's May 3rd through the 5th. So we open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a matinee. And then we do that the same the second weekend. And then the third weekend, the shows are Friday and just Saturday because the cast will strike on Sunday.
Yeah, just to clarify, Friday, Saturday, it's at 7:30. Sunday's the matinee.
Correct.
And so give us a call now on the McKenzie Country Classic Hotline. You've got a whole bunch of different options as to when you can go. They can go to any one of the shows?
That is correct.
So give us a call, 888-414-0303, if you want a pair of tickets to this. So it sounds like it's going to be a really good show.
So this is also probably a good time to, how do people get tickets if they're listening and they want to go to the show?
They can go to www.essexplayers.com. That is the best way to do it. The box office opens a couple of weeks before, and you can call the number, which is on the website, and there are posters around town and things. But www.essexplayers is the best way to go.
Gotcha.
And when you, as a director... And you're putting this play together. Oh, let's go. Let's hold on that.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're live on The Morning Drive.
Good morning, gang. It sounds like a really interesting play. How does the name reflect in the play? It's such a strange name.
And don't hang up, caller. Do you want tickets to the play?
Oh yeah, that'd be wonderful.
All right. Let's after you answer, we'll get his.
Yeah, it's a great question, and the name is actually a metaphor because. The main character in the play, even though the largest role is Beatrice, the dysfunctional mother, the actual protagonist of the play is Tilly, the youngest daughter, and she is scientifically gifted. And there's a science teacher at school who never appears on stage named Mr. Goodman, who takes a special interest in her, and he wants her to appear in a science fair, and that's sort of the plot of the play is her appearance in the science fair. And she does an experiment on man in the moon marigolds that are exposed to radiation. And some of the marigolds die. They wither under the radiation. And some of them get mutated and are kind of normal. And some of them flourish under the radiation. And this, of course, is a metaphor for the toxic radiation that she experiences in her childhood and in the environment she grows up in. And some of the marigolds, the children in the childhood, a la Ruth, do not do so well. You can see that Ruth is destined to live the mother's life of tragedy. Tilly, on the other hand, is scientifically gifted and also has the gift of grace. That is really her gift. She's forgives. And she is going to flourish. You can see that she is going to have a wonderful life. So she is one of the mutations that is actually going to flourish. And so that it's a metaphor for what her childhood is. That's the significance of the title.
I wondered how it tied it all together.
All right. Now, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Darren, and I'm from Essex.
All right. Darren from Essex. So want to have him send me an email with his first and last name. That's all you need, right? First, so send me the email. I'll get it to them, and send it to me at Kurt, K-U-R-T, Kurt at WVMTradio.com. All we need is your first and last name, and of course I'll have the email. And then he just goes to the play, and you'll have his name, right?
He actually would have to, we have to set him up a code, but if he can let us know in the email which show he wants to attend.
Or do you want him to just send it directly to you?
Yeah, I can do that.
What's your email? You want to just say it on the air? Okay. Mm-hmm. No?
Okay. I don't think that's a
good idea. All right, I guess we're not doing that. Yeah. So send it to me, and I will get it to them. Okay.
All right, thanks, guys. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, please. Yeah, thank you very much. It's a great play.
Now, I love the way that, so, because I was like, okay, so gamma rays and marigolds, and yet it's this dysfunctional family, and I wondered what the connection to radiation was. I was trying to figure it all out, and so it really is, it's, and the younger sibling has this gift, and so now you can kind of see this whole, just this dysfunction and this energy. It must be a lot of fun. I mean, you must be making a lot of noise.
It's amazing to actually watch it. I try not to watch a lot of the rehearsals so I can see it as it's ready to actually go into the production. And it was amazing to actually see for the first time since the audition process how these characters have evolved, how they work together. There's one character, I spoke with her yesterday. It's a very challenging role. She never speaks. She never speaks. It's all physicality.
Wow.
And to watch someone and say that's one of their most challenging roles is really empowering, to see someone who has no voice, but they have a voice on that stage by the way their presence is so compelling, and it affects all the people around them and how it affects them differently. So I think it's a very well done production. I'm super excited to see it with all the costumes and the lights and the set.
That must be fun to go from audition and then just waiting, and then you get to see how the cast has kind of grown together and evolved, and so that's a big part of directing a production. You have to kind of guide it, but also have a vision and share it. So when after it's cast, how do you do that as a director? Do you just kind of wait and say, I'm going to wait and see what I have for raw material? Like I cook, so like ingredients. And sometimes I'll change what I'm making based on the ingredients. So when you finally cast a play as a director, does that really have an influence?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I was very lucky in this play in that the Ruth and the Tilly, there was a natural sort of both kind of family resemblance. They have both the same kind of coloring, and also there was a nice dynamism between them. So that was really, that always helps. Casting is a whole lot of it.
And yeah.
The same thing with the woman that played, Linda Iannuzzi, who plays the mother, who is terrific, and Violet Chamberlain plays Tilly, and she's also terrific. And the woman who plays the old woman is named Louise Mueller. She plays Nanny in the play, and that is the old woman who has no lines. Yeah, and so casting is a big part of it. And, yeah, it's a lot. It's like when I see them do stuff, I have a general vision of especially a play like this where it's so clear what the playwright is doing. It's so clear. There are other times when there's a lot of interpretation. But when you see what actors are doing, you can kind of see where they're headed and what their personalities, how they can mold the character, and so like what Natalie is doing would be very, if I cast it differently, that actor would be doing the same, having the same general objectives and having arriving at the same place, but it would be a totally different character
and
totally
different interactions.
And Adam, when people come in to try out for the play, do they already have an idea what they want to the character they want to play, or do they come in and you decide like, hey, we're gonna have you in the play, you're going to be this character. I can tell you're right for that role.
Usually they have they audition for a specific role. In this play, it was all auditioning for specific roles. There are times when people have auditioned for roles and I say, you know, I really see you in this part. Could you do that? And sometimes they're like, okay. And sometimes they're like, I don't see that. And then it works out. So it's a combination. But in this play, this particular production, everybody auditioned for the parts.
And Natalie, let's bring you back in here for a minute. We're almost out of time. A couple minutes left. But are you a veteran actress, Natalie? Have you been in some plays before?
So I've been in 7 plays with Essex Community Players, but I've been acting since I was about 5 years old.
Oh, wow. So this is in your blood.
Yeah.
You've known since you were a little girl that you like doing this. Do you think Are you, is something you're going to continue want to do? Or are you going to take it try to take it somewhere else at some point, or?
No, I'm probably just going to stick with community theater. I think if I tried to do it professionally, I would lose my love for it. So.
Okay.
What are some of the other plays you've done?
I was in Our Town, which was also directed by Adam. And then Adam and I were in Inherit the Wind together. And then most recently I was in Christmas Chaos with Essex Community Players this past December.
Oh yeah. We had you in for that one too, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not and, me. But not, no, you had them in.
Yeah. We had somebody in.
Probably Don.
Don.
And Natalie, when you think about all the other plays you've been in, is this one in any way, this role, any more challenging?
This role is definitely more challenging because the characters I've previously been cast in are a lot more similar to myself, whereas Ruth is very, very different from myself. She's a lot more chaotic than I am. She's a lot more traumatized than I am. She just has a lot more going for her.
That's always what I find when you see somebody's acting skills come out, when they have to be somebody that's completely different than they are. I mean, sometimes you see a person that's even on TV or in a movie or whatever, and they're sort of almost playing themselves. Mm-hmm. But when you see somebody that has to get outside of themselves, right, that's when the real acting comes in. So you're going to have to... You're going to have to get really outside yourself to play this role, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why this has been my most challenging role.
All right, give us whoever wants to give it to us, give us the details of the play one more time, where, when, all the...
So it's Essex Community Players, so it's essexplayers.com, and we open May 3rd, which is a Friday night.
7:30,
and that's Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday we have a matinee at 2:00, and we also have that on May 10th through May 12th, the same Friday and Saturday evening with a Sunday matinee, and the final performances are only 2 days for the final week, and that is Friday and Saturday, and those are evening performances.
Yeah, it's the following week, 17th and 18th, or whatever that is.
So the first three weekends of May, Friday, Saturday night shows at 7:30.
Yes.
Matinees in the first two on Sundays at 2.
Correct. There it is.
Got all the stuff covered. And correct. Tickets, easiest way is essexplayers.com.
Correct.
Perfect. That's it. From the Essex Community Players, The Effect of Gamma Rays on Man of the Moon Marigolds. It sounds like a great play. That's Holly Bierkree. She's the producer. Adam Cunningham is the director. And we've had Natalie Stapleton, who's playing the troubled actress, the troubled character, Ruth.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. Thanks for being on The Morning Drive today.
Thank you
so much.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to check in with... ABC News. Amanda's got the headlines, and we're going to be back with the commissioner. What's he? Oh, the commissioner of housing, Alex Farrell. We got some talking to do. We'll be back right.